Welcome, everyone, to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bordello.
And we're here for your entertainment pleasure. Focus on the pleasure.
Yeah.
Not the entertainment.
If you came here for entertainment, you are woefully in the wrong place.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But if you came here for pleasure, well.
Yeah. We're labeled as comedy on the iTunes, right?
Yeah, I think we are.
We should add, is pleasure an option?
I don't think so. iTunes podcast categories. Let's see, what's a good, is there one for two dickheads messing around? Which could also be pleasure.
I was going to say, that's, I think that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Let's see. What categories could we do? We got arts, design, fashion, and beauty, food, literature, performing arts, visual arts, business, no, education, no, maybe education training. language courses, how to learn the Boston accent. Games and hobbies, maybe. Hobbies, other games, video games. I guess other games would be like board games.
I suppose. Oh, God, there's got to be board game podcasts.
All we do is
talk about board games.
Yeah, but not like I wonder, there's probably like a Monopoly one.
Do you think there's podcasts where they just play it and record them playing?
I was going to say, if there isn't, I want to do that.
record yourself playing a board game.
No, here's an idea. Copyright Keith Bordello. Podcast where you play, like, it's an interview podcast, but the interview takes place while you're playing Monopoly. And you just and the interview lasts until one person gets pissed off about playing Monopoly.
Right. It's kind of like the First We Feast thing. You ever see that?
No.
It's this guy, I forget his name, and he interviews people. But while they do it, they eat chicken wings that get progressively hotter. So, like, the first one's just, like, a regular, like, buffalo wing. But yeah. By, like, the fifth one, it's, like, a fucking, like, ghost pepper sauce or something.
Wow, that escalates really fast.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's in-between ones. Well, yeah, I know.
You're, like, by the fifth one.
Well, no, yeah, exactly. So, like, they sit there with, like, each have five wings in front of them. So, like, he did one with, like, the RZA, and, like, he did, like, he's, like, a bunch of people, but like they just kind of like talk about shit but then eat the wings, and then like that I guess injects like another like level of conversation into the interview because they're talking about that too.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's like it's video, it's like it's on YouTube. It's I mean it's okay, it's not like anything incredible, but it's kind of an interesting premise.
That is an interesting... Okay, I might have to check that out. I'm just curious.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same thing. So we just do that, but it's just audio.
Yeah. So we talk, but yeah. We're also playing. So you can hear, like, dice and shit in the background.
Yeah.
And someone moving their piece, so to speak.
Yeah. let's see. Health? Self-help, maybe? Or sexuality. News and politics, religion and spirituality, science and medicine, society and culture, history, personal journals, philosophy, places and travel. This would be a perfect category for us if it wasn't under sports and recreation. Amateur.
Amateur?
Yeah. That would be good. I gotta see. I think we're listed under. I would assume we're listed under comedy. I gotta check where the my other ones are listed because I don't know if they're listed correctly.
Hey, so did you know that I don't think we talked about this. Maybe we did. How Monopoly is getting rid of and replacing some of the pieces.
I think we did talk about that. Maybe.
Did we? I feel like we didn't.
I don't know.
But, yeah. They just came across that again.
We might have just talked about it, like ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not... yeah. I guess I'm not too broken up about it, especially not the boot, because who is ever the boot? But, whatever. They're getting rid of the boot.
Let's see. Let's see. When did this happen?
When did they decide they were doing that?
No, I was just, I was looking at us on iTunes, and we have 10 reviews. And last time I checked, I think we only had a couple. So thank you for people that are reviewing us.
Oh, God. What are they saying?
They're all 5 stars.
They're all 5 stars? These people are just, they're pandering.
Yeah. The last one was October of 2016, which I don't think I ever saw. It just says thumbs up by Hollow Playing. It's hard to type with my thumbs this far up on this podcast.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Thanks, Hollow Playing. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. iTunes seems to be a lot nicer place than YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, the YouTube's just full of a bunch of animals and trolls.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Even, like, no matter what
trolls like my ex-wife.
I click on the comments, and I immediately, as soon as I do it, I scroll down to the comments, I just go, oh, why did I do this? Why did I ever go down this fucking rabbit hole? Or even think about it. And then, usually... I'll just immediately X out of it because I can't do it. I can't start looking at YouTube comments.
You know what comments I did start reading now because of you? Porn comments.
Oh, dude, I read them every time. I actually kind of want to do that segment again and find the funniest porn comments. So that's become a thing for you?
On occasion, every once in a while, if I'm not in a rush, I do it. Hey, I do want to make a plea since we have some kind listeners that are, leaving comments on our podcast. I don't know if you've checked out one of my other shows, with John Oldfield, the documentary show. If you could, go over there and give us a 5-star review, that would be great. Because we don't have enough reviews for a, like, official ranking yet. But the only one that's listed under customer reviews is one that this jackass wrote that gave us a 1-star. But it was... his complaints are all about the documentary that we watched.
Oh. So it's not... So it's the material he had a problem with?
Yeah, because we watched... John picked a movie called Cowspiracy...
Yeah.
Which is all about how, like, raising cows are bad or something. I don't really remember it. But it was like...
She said something about me not paying attention. I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
It was like the third episode or so. It was like one of the first ones that we did. Mm. But this guy was like, dude, people in Africa run down their prey until it lays down and they can kill it with their hands or the tools they were able to make because we evolved and are able to. Apes and monkeys use tools too. Our closest relatives eat meat. We are closer in makeup to carnivores. You drank the Kool-Aid. First of all, Kool-Aid is spelled wrong because it doesn't have a K. But...
Oh, we spelled cool with a C?
Yeah. True. I think, because here's the thing. I think this was the movie that John had watched where he was like, I think I might try a year being a vegetarian. Which I don't think he made it a full year.
It's hard.
But I was like, I was on the complete other side, and I was like, all right, like, maybe eat less meat, but... And I think I said I should probably be eating more vegetables anyway, but...
But for more of, like, a health thing, not a...
Yeah. As, like, a cow thing. And then he was like, the conspiracy is against cows. Hello, just because you feel incapable does not mean humans are incapable of killing living things. Fishing, bugs, catching a chicken or rabbit and snapping its neck. Yes, we can do all these things. We cannot survive off plants alone, globally or physically. You are a privileged person in a first world who can choose to avoid meat. You will never get people living off the land to make that change. There are many people in tribes who cannot choose to eat just plants. Who makes money by everyone becoming vegan? Ever think of that? Maybe the grain and corn industries that have made us obese and sick lied to the entire country before in creating the food pyramid? Follow the money.
All right. I was kind of with him up until that last, like, couple sentences there. I was like, okay, never mind.
Where it's like, this is a conspiracy? Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Goes off the rails.
He didn't review the podcast. He just reviewed
the topic.
So if any of our listeners out there want to go over to iTunes and give a 5-star review to the documentary show, I would appreciate it.
Not necessarily the topic of the documentary that they watched.
Yes, if you could give a review about the show and just be like, that guy Keith is hilarious. Something along those lines. You can say John smells. I don't know. I don't care. Just as long as it's 5 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... He gave you one?
Gave us 1 star.
Yeah. See, I just... Yeah. He clearly has an axe to grind, because... I mean, I completely disagree with the whole, you know, vegetarian, vegan thing. I couldn't do it, but, like... I'd probably be where you are. It's like, well, I should probably eat a little bit more vegetables.
Yeah, and but I don't even know why he brought up the vegan thing, because I'm pretty sure John's thing was like, I'm just going to start eating meat.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't. Anyway, I would. I'm kind of against that idea, but, like, I mean, relax, dude.
Well, here's my... I'm not against the idea. I'm just not going to do it. If somebody wants to do it, fine. But don't tell me that I should stop eating meat.
Okay, that's actually where I kind of meant to go with that. Wasn't so much, that I'm against people doing it. I just don't want to hear about it, because no one is worse than, like, vegans when it comes to, like, telling you how to eat.
Yeah,
I'm sure not all of them. I'm obviously generalizing, but let's just say that the ones that I know. Don't shut the fuck up about how eating meat is bad or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, my God. This is why I don't hang out with you. This is why you don't have many friends.
Yeah.
Or one of the reasons.
This is one of the reasons that you don't have nice friends. Anyway, so how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right, you know. I'll be out to you in a week and a day.
Yep.
I have a birthday coming up in a little bit. I don't know. It's the weather's getting decent. It's you know, I'm gonna try and not let things like work piss me off. So,
I'm sorry. You coughed there. What did you say? Things like what?
Work.
I'm still not catching you. Keep coughing, Craig. What's going on?
But no. Things, I'm just, you know, fighting a cold here.
Okay, all right. No. You're not going to get that cold drag you down?
No.
Okay.
But, no, I mean, things are okay. How about you?
All right, so you're like the opposite of me.
Whoa. What does that mean? Everything else is annoying you except for work?
No, work is frustrating me. Everything's frustrating me. Mainly just up, like, once I get through probably Wednesday, I think I'll be okay. But there's a lot of unknowns. Mm-hmm. Like, I got my summons for jury duty.
Oh, jury duty.
Tuesday.
You know, have you ever served jury duty before?
I have not.
I have never. I'm going to be 31 in 3 weeks, and I've never
gotten
jury duty.
How old am I? I'm 31, and this may be the... I got my summons, and here's the funny thing. I got my summons for... I actually got it for last month first, and it was, like, the Friday before I had to go to Boston for the wedding.
Mm.
And I was like, hey, I'm supposed to be... I forget who I was talking to, but they were just like, just tell them you're going to be in the wedding. And I was like, but I'm not. And they're like, just say that you're going to be in a wedding that weekend. And yeah. I was like, oh, all right. So I was just like, hey, I'm going to be in a wedding that weekend. And they were just like, all right, it's pushed back to this day. And I was like, okay. And I was like, good. I don't want to do this. So I got to call Monday night and find out if I'm supposed to go in. So I'm either going to have Tuesday off or Tuesday I have to go and do that. I was somewhat hoping and somewhat not hoping that I would end up being on the jury for the Bill Cosby thing.
Well, it is in Pennsylvania.
But then I would have to, like, go out. Because they were coming out, like, to Pittsburgh to find people for Philadelphia.
Right.
Because they went through so many people to try and find somebody that wasn't like, oh, he definitely did something.
Right, like, that's one of those cases, that's a hard one to find, like, if you're like, oh, they're gonna find people that have no, like, prejudgments about it, don't know anything about the case, it's like, dude, that's a difficult one. I mean, it's not quite like O.J. Simpson or anything, like,
yeah,
but, like, that's tough to find someone that doesn't already have a mindset on what they think happened.
Well, and it's a case that represents, like, everything that he's done. Like, they're gonna be like, don't judge him on anything that came before, but like, because yeah, I think it was Memorial Day cookout, they were talking about it, and my grandmother-in-law was like, why are they bringing it up now, like, why is this the one that they're like going after him on? And I was like, well, it's the only one with the statute of limitations still in effect.
Like, is it statue or statute?
That they can still actually press charges on them. Right. Everything else was so long ago, they can't do anything about it. So this is the one that they're like, okay, well, we're going to press charges on this one. This is the only one we can do anything about. But she was like, he's blind. He's probably going to be dead soon. And I was like, well, that's true, but...
Yeah. But I know. I've heard that argument, too. Like, oh, he's old. Or not even just about him, but about people, and they'd be like, oh, he's old, what's the point? And I'm like, I mean,
he committed a crime.
I mean it's like, okay, well, you can still charge him with it, and like, wait, like, you're supposed to start making concessions? It's like, oh, he's old, or he's sick, or
I'm old, whatever. I don't know any better.
Well, I mean, look at the old Nazis and shit, and it's like, oh, well, they're like, that guy's like 95, and I'm like, yeah, well, he still fucking ran a concentration camp. Like, yeah. Like, what are you just supposed to be like, eh, it's okay.
So I have that going on Tuesday. And then I found out.
Sounds like so much fun.
Last week that there's this big thing going on at work that's going to happen on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
That I have to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning for. And I feel totally unprepared for it. Even though my bosses don't seem worried about it. It's one of those things where people come in and then look for mistakes.
Mm.
And then, like, test, like, kind of test your knowledge and make sure you're doing things the right way. And I don't, since I had left and came back, I don't necessarily remember what the official way is supposed to be or what the correct way. I know what my way is, which I feel should be the correct way, but I don't know if that is the correct way.
Uh-huh. So you might get, be in for a change.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I don't think I'll get fired, but who knows?
Nah, I'm sure you're fine.
I probably won't. I'll probably be fine. But
no, but you might have to change how you do things.
Yeah. But it's just like, I've never been through this thing either before. So in 2 days, I have two things that I've never, that I'm like not prepared for. I don't know what to expect. And I just don't like that.
Yeah.
And I just have like a lot of shit to do. You know, and there's stuff that my wife wants to get done around the house for, you know, when you're coming to visit.
Oh, you don't have to do anything for me.
She wants the house to look nice.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, God.
Well, no, it's also just stuff that she's wanted to do. But, like, I have to work a little bit more on cleaning out the garage, mainly just to make space so you and I can move that fridge on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Because our fridge is dying.
Yeah.
I may ask you to help with this, too. I figured this out. So the fridge that came with the house, we discovered was leaking. The drainage thing was leaking into the basement.
Mm.
Like there was it broke or something, and it was leaking into the basement.
Bad gasket.
Dripping through the floorboards. Not a bad gasket, just literally a hole in the tray.
Uh-huh.
So I jerry-rigged the thing, and it's been like this for months, where the drain tube now just feeds into a water bottle, and every so often we'd empty the water bottle.
Continue.
Because I tried to fix it, but you can't get to it to really fix it well. So I tried to fix it, and that didn't work. So I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm just going to, like, jerry-rig this thing so I don't have to deal with it. So it's kind of a solution till I get the time to actually fix it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to basically fix the fridge like I'm fixing the car and put it up on a rack and, like, get out the underhood and fix it that way.
Or the underhood. Oh, God, I would love to see that.
Yeah. So... so we got to do that. And then it also makes a weird, like, thunking, clicking noise every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the temperature doesn't quite seem right in it sometimes. Like, it's cold.
It's too warm?
Sometimes it gets too cold and things end up frozen. In the refrigerator part, not in the freezer part where it's supposed to be.
That's good.
My wife goes to Lowe's one day and comes back over Memorial Day weekend, and she texts me, it's like, they're having a sale on fridges up to, like, 40% off. And I was like, okay. And she goes, I think we should get one. And I was like, yeah, might as well, instead of, like, waiting for this one to finally break, we might as well just get one.
Right.
Fridges are fucking expensive now.
Yeah, I haven't had to buy one. But I'm sure I will at some point.
If you have to buy one, it's going to cost you at least $1,000.
Okay. I was going to say, actually, I was kind of expecting you to say more, but...
You can get more. The thing is, ours is a little bit cheaper because we're not getting one with an ice maker.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't have the line hookup. And they were like, it's real easy, but our fridge isn't, like, near the sink and the water line.
Mm-hmm.
And I just foresee bad things trying to string it around, especially since in the corner there's one of those Lazy Susan cabinets.
Oh, and yeah, I'm like, I like those.
It's going to catch on something, and then it's just going to be a mess, and I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's coming on the Tuesday that you're here, while we're in Pittsburgh. So my wife will be home to deal with that, but we got to take the other fridge out because they can take it and we pay them $15, or we call like West Penn Power or somebody and they can come and pick it up and they give us $50, or we put it in the garage and make it a beer fridge.
So
we're going with the beer
fridge.
Are you
leaning towards the latter option there?
Oh, yeah. I totally convinced her of the beer fridge.
Yeah. I mean, I like that idea.
I was like, we have a mini beer fridge in the garage right now, but I was like, let's just make it a beer fridge. And then we have an extra freezer space for stuff, too.
Right.
So you can
keep your meats out there.
Yeah. I could make a big pot of sauce one night, freeze some of it, you know.
Yeah. And then it's not in your way of your
your
toast to strudels
exactly.
That are the regular freezer.
Yeah, or my seasoned potato wedges or strawberry ice cream or whatever else shit my wife sticks in there.
Totino's pizza rolls?
maybe. Buffalo chicken snacks?
Oh, yeah.
So I got that going on. I was like, all right, fine, we'll just do it. But I was just like, $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not And I'm, oh God, yeah, I'm just thinking, like, those like, fancy Samsung ones, they gotta be, like, $2,000.
They gotta, yeah, so they, well, like, the ones with, like, the computers and shit in them? That's, like, the, yeah. The smart one that you got the screen and you can check the weather and the news and shit while you're, like, in the fridge?
Yeah, I mean, that is ridiculous. Like, all right, so I'm looking at, like, the one with the ice in the door and all that shit. That one is $2,000.
Yeah.
It's actually $2,099, so $2,100. Now, here's the one with the screen on it. This one is $2,500.
There's one now, too, that is... the fridge side is glass, and if you tap on a spot on the glass, the light turns on and you can see what's in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that was.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, this one, it's got the weather. It's got, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just seems a little ridiculous.
So I got that going on. So I got a bunch of shit to do that's work-related over the next couple days, since I'm going to be off on Tuesday to prepare for Wednesday. And I got that going on. I got possible jury duty, which is probably not going to be like the Pauly Shore movie.
I'm sure not.
And, you know, I just got some other odds and ends going on. So I'm very very stressed out. On the upside, I finally put in an air conditioner in the attic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why I was running a little bit later today, because the attic in the house doesn't have central air hooked up to it, and that was it's one of those like horizontal sliding windows, not a normal window, and the units the window ACs that we have before don't fit, they're too big,
right?
So we had to get a freestanding one that has the hose that goes to the window, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was like $300 right there. but the problem is it gets very hot up in the attic and in the summer. And I guess the woman that owned the house, two people before us, I guess had a collection of Barbies.
Okay.
And she kept them up in the attic and they started melting because it got so hot up there. So that was the concern.
Because you didn't want your Barbies to
melt. I didn't want my my Barbies and my my dildos to melt. I call my collection the Wall of Schlongs. So
the that's good. That's good. I can see that. It would be. I just imagine it being similar to the Molotov cocktail into the amazing incident, just melted dildos everywhere.
What are you talking about?
The guy.
Oh, right.
The sex shop. Which, yeah. I think you said the same thing happened out by you too.
Yeah, that's right.
Just some vigilante burned down the sex store.
Yeah. Think of the dildos.
Right, so they rebuilt ours, and
rebuilt ours as well.
It looks nice on the outside, but I haven't gone in. I should check it out at some point.
I've never been into a sex shop.
You've never been?
No. The closest I've been is to Spencer's Gifts.
Oh wow, that's interesting. Never, huh?
Well, the only ones that I've seen, are the one that's fairly close to my house, and then, like, the ones that are, like, randomly on the highway in, like, a, like, remodeled house that look real shady, and there's, like, one car parked out there, and you're like, I'm not gonna go there.
Right. That's probably a good idea. I mean, I haven't been in one in probably 8 to 10 years. But it's like one of those things when you're a kid and it's like you turn 18 or like, you know, 18 to 20 or so. And you're like, I can go in here because, you know, now I'm old enough. So like you just do it just to fucking do it. But yeah, I mean, at this point, like what the especially with the internet, like what fucking use do I like what the hell is the point of going to a fucking sex store?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to go buy porno.
Yeah, or you buy a giant fake vagina that with a vibrating egg, and they don't have a bag big enough, so you got to fucking ride the subway home.
Right.
Put it on your lap.
Yeah.
It's just go to Amazon.
Right. Like, if I'm going to buy the pet pussy and ass, I'm going to just go online, and hopefully they send it in a very discreet fashion.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to the store. That's weird. So I can't – I don't know. I imagine that those types of places only exist now for old people. And by old, I mean like dudes that are like mid-40s and later who are still apprehensive about buying things online.
Yeah.
Either that or just like that little window between like 18 and 21 where kids think it's cool. And then – then they're just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Also, the other thing is they all these stores, they sell like pipes and they put like the little sign out for tobacco use only. But they'll sell like, you know, they'll sell pipes or whatever. But that's going to go away too, because as every like all states start like legalizing pot, like you're just going to find that shit.
Yeah.
Elsewhere. So, yeah, it's weird. So kind of a weird. It's becoming more and more of a niche kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I mean, yeah, you don't even have to really, like, there shouldn't be any reason to go and, like, buy a, like, porno DVD or, like, buy a, you know, or rent porn or something. Like,
yeah.
You can just go to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I did, like, I bought, I'm trying to think, I bought, like, a porn DVD, like, a couple magazines, and what else did I buy? Oh, no, I'm just thinking about, like, after, like, I turned 18. It would be, like, I bought a couple of those, like, a pack of cigarettes, and, like, you know, whatever, like, scratch tickets. I'm like, cool, like, I bought things that I couldn't buy 2 days ago. And then, like, the novelty wears off. And then I continued to buy cigarettes, but other than that.
Yeah, other
than all the scratch tickets too, I guess.
I think I'm gonna start playing the lottery. I'm gonna pick some numbers and I'm just gonna play those numbers every week.
Really?
And then
just like once a week?
Yep, just once a week. I'm just gonna play the lotto.
I typically Friday afternoon, like on my way home, stop at the liquor store or whatever, I will buy like, I don't know, either like $10 or $20 worth of scratch tickets. Like $2 $5 ones, $2 $10, something like that.
Yeah.
Never more than that. And just once a week I do it. And yeah. I never fucking win anything. But I'm like, one of these days, I'm going to win something. But yeah. Or I'll win just enough to go back. I'll be like, you know, I'll spend $20 and I'll win $20. So I'm like, oh, another chance. I go back and then I just lose.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually once a week I'll buy some scratch tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you can take the guy out of Quincy, but you can't take Quincy out of the guy.
Yep. there's something else I was going to mention. I don't remember what it was now.
Mm.
I don't know. Oh, I think I was going to tell you that my cat's probably going to hate you, just as a heads up.
She's going to hate me?
Yeah, she hates everybody that comes into the house, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm used to that.
She's very possessive.
She's possessive of you?
Me and Rachel.
And Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anybody comes in, she's none too pleased. She'll kind of like come out and see what's up, and then if you go near, she hisses, and then she'll walk around the house for a while hissing.
Really?
Yeah, every, like, she'll come to corners, like she's a fucking, like, SEAL Team 6, and she's, like, checking the corners and hisses right before.
Yeah.
Just wants to make sure there's no terrorists around.
Yeah, sounds like a very well-adjusted cat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, she spent so much time with my parents, and they never got visitors, so.
Oh, yeah. Must have been a pretty quiet, quiet house.
Yeah.
You know, not much doing.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. Maybe by the second day, she'll adjust to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. She may end up liking you. But.
I mean, she's not, I'm not going to have a ton of time. I'm only there for like 2.5 days, but.
Yeah. You know. But maybe, you know, when you come back in a couple years, then she'll be like, oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah. I remember that I didn't like him.
Yeah.
And I still don't.
Yeah. And I'll be like, "It's you just haven't gotten a chance to know him." And she's like, you know him and you still don't like him either. All right. Yeah, fair point. All right. You got a fair point.
What about all those other people that do know him?
Yeah. Speaking of your trip, though, I think in the week leading up to it, I think I'm just going to tell people that my boyfriend's coming to visit.
Yeah. That's fine.
Just to see what they say.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that'll go over well in Western PA.
Yeah. My boyfriend's coming to visit. I thought you were married. I am. Oh.
Ooh, hey.
Ooh,
Rachel's David. Just like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Why not?
I mean, they're pretty much boyfriends. They just don't do sex stuff.
They just don't do sex stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. They're like boyfriends. They just don't do sex stuff. Good God.
I think that's the title of this week's episode. They just don't do sex stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So, one thing we didn't address, and it's now very old news, by the time this episode goes up, one thing we didn't address is, you are very much winning in the Deadpool.
Mm.
It's 2-0, me and you, and then I don't know where my wife's list is. I think she still just has...
She has one, though, right?
She just has Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah. That was a good pick.
That was good. But yeah. You just got Mr. Roger Moore.
Mr. Roger Moore, which was... As I mentioned to you, one of those ones that you pick and you're kind of like hoping that you're not right. But I remember picking him and I'm like, he's fucking old. Like it's gotta happen at some point.
He had the cancer.
He had the C. So yeah, it wasn't even that he was old. I mean, that's another hard thing to judge with wealthy people. And I think we probably mentioned this, but it's like we pick old people. Like we pick people in their 80s and their 90s, but like. These people have a lot of money. Like, it's not like when you and I turn 90, or, well, assuming we get there. But it's not like if you or I turned, like, 90, and we're like, all right, well, any day now. Like, these people, you know, they can make it last.
Yeah, he was still kind of doing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he kept having the C secret? Because I hadn't heard about it.
Well, it says in 2012 he revealed that he had been treated for skin cancer several times.
Okay.
In 1993 he was diagnosed with prostate cancer and underwent successful treatment for the disease. Wow, in 1993.
That was a long time ago.
That was good for 1993 to like have a successful thing. But it says Moore's family announced his death in Switzerland on May 23rd, 2017, from a brief battle with cancer. So I guess maybe it came back, just real aggressive.
Yeah.
And at that point, he was probably like, I'm fucking 89 years old. Like, I'm not
going to. Yeah, I don't really
I'm
feel
not
like
gonna
fighting
go
it.
Through all this. Because I think at that point, it's like, okay, well, we can get aggressive with the treatment, but if we do that, like, that can kill you too.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. When you're that old, but, Yeah, well, so I did not pick him, because of any perceived disease. It was just because he was old, but yeah, so 2-1. I mean, 2-none with you and I, but yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I mean, I'm just sorry. I'm either just really lucky with picking people that are going to die or...
or you're killing them.
I mean, or that, yeah, I don't know. I'm just good. I'm just good at predicting people dying.
We cut to Greg flying to Switzerland and meeting Roger Moore and be like, here, I got you this gift. And it's just like plutonium.
just you know, it actually helps you sleep. So just leave it next to your bed every night.
Yeah, you know what? Put it under your pillow. And it'll help you sleep.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, God.
And you're like, two things can happen. He's either going to die or he's going to get superpowers. I'm okay with either.
Right. Which, exactly. Like, I'm okay. Like, if Roger Moore becomes some sort of a superhero or something, and I'll take credit for it.
Especially at the age of 89.
Yeah, that would be interesting. It would be a strange happening if you get someone that old turns into a superhero.
Yeah, we suddenly see him age backwards, back to like Bond. He's got super strength and shit, and you're just like, this is amazing. But that didn't happen.
Nope. Instead, it just killed him.
Yeah. Well, you had a 50-50 chance, Greg.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm happy. I'm happy with the results.
Because I think this means now, what do we do this time? Nice dinner?
I think so. I think that was it. Yes. Nice dinner, which I think
was the first one.
I thought that, yeah, you know what? We still never went. All right,
you said, I'm going to go back and check. By the way, nice dinner is probably going to be Hoss's.
That's fine.
No, actually, what I'm thinking is we might do Hoss's for lunch on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And then dinner, I think, since we've fixed up our little patio area in the back, we might break out the grill if it's nice on Monday.
Oh yeah, little food and beers on the patio or something.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Break into the beer fridge.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think nice dinner means like you spent like $30 on the person.
Okay, I'll spend $30 on you.
Yeah. So, yeah, you will.
I also have something for us to do in terms of recording. One of the things that we can do is I picked up... I went to the...
sex shop.
No, I went to the beer distributor, and I looked at it, and I picked up a six-pack of... Flying Dog Summer Ale.
Ah.
What I did not notice, though, because Flying Dog usually makes great beer.
Okay, I don't know if I know this Flying Dog.
It's out in Colorado, I think.
Okay.
And it was connected to Hunter S. Thompson.
Interesting.
And I think every bottle has like a quote of his on there that's like, good people drink good beer or something.
Mm-hmm.
But all the excuse me, all the bottle designs are drawn by Ralph Steadman, who did all the artwork for Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay, I was gonna say I know that guy's name.
But they usually make really good beer. They have like a 12-pack of one that's like made with peppers, and it's like hot beer. I did not get that, but what I neglected to notice about the summer ale is that it's like Oyster Bay, Old Bay summer ale, so it's brewed with Old Bay seasoning. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Hmm.
So I thought maybe we'll save it, and then we'll try it.
Yeah.
As part
we'll do a little podcast beer taste testing.
Yeah, we'll see what we think of it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. We can do that. We could even grab another one or two and see what we like most or something. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, we could try a couple different summer beers or something. But yeah. I just wanted to get first impressions as we shoot the shit and stuff.
Yeah.
We can do that. So, yeah.
Like it.
I got this one little thing that's totally got to be fake news that I just wanted to share with you.
All right.
Because this is from WorldNewsDailyReport.com, I'm sure, is a fake news site.
Sounds like it.
And when we get to the subject of this article, it is, I'm sure, you're like, this has to be fake news, but I so badly want it to be true.
All right. What do we got?
Daryl Whitaker from Glenwood Springs in Colorado claims a Sasquatch attacked him and attempted to rape him while he was walking in the woods.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, I wish that was true. I wish there was some proof.
The 57-year-old man was walking to his hunting cabin on Sunday to see if it had suffered any damage during the winter. All of a sudden, a large gorilla-like creature dropped from a tree in front of him and punched him in the face.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever heard anyone describe a Sasquatch as a tree-climbing animal, but I guess they're not real, so I guess they can be whatever they want it to be.
Whatever you want. This is a quote from Daryl. It was at least 8 foot tall, and its punches hurt like hell. I was knocked right out at the first blow. Back to the article. While Mr. Whitaker was trying to recover from the attack, the large humanoid creature began to tear his clothes while letting out some terrifying howls.
Okay. Okay. Continue.
This is another quote from Mr. Whitaker. When I regained consciousness, he had already torn my pants and was tearing through my underwear. I stabbed him in the shoulder with my hunting knife, and that made him run away.
Huh. He was Well, maybe he just wanted the clothes. Like, was his dick out? Well, I guess it's always kind of out.
Yeah, I assume it's like a Chewbacca thing, like we had talked about the one day I texted you, and I was like, hey, weird question, do you think Chewbacca has a dick?
Yeah, no, it's like a dog dick.
Yeah, it just only comes out when needed.
Right. I mean, yeah, it must be something like that.
Hey, side note, going back to dicks real quick.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
No, I was reading about on Roger Moore's Wikipedia page under health. It said Moore nearly died from double pneumonia when he was 5. He had an infection of his foreskin at age 8 and underwent a circumcision.
Oh. Wow. He wasn't circumcised right away? That's interesting.
I guess not. And then he got a little infection on his foreskin. So I just thought that was an interesting fact to have on his Wikipedia page.
Jesus.
Anyway, back to... maybe he wasn't looking... Like, for the Sasquatch's dick?
I mean...
But you gotta figure, if the thing's 8 feet tall and he's on the ground knocked out and he's tearing out his clothes, I guess he probably wouldn't see it. Because the Sasquatch is, like, down by Whitaker's dick. Like, ripping off his underwear and stuff.
Yeah.
And
so he probably wouldn't see his dick. Unless they were 69.
Yeah, maybe the Sasquatch was like that. In which case, he's definitely seeing the dick.
Although, he just wakes up and it's just like dangling, just hitting him in the face.
Yeah. Like that's what slaps him awake.
just a mouthful of fucking hair.
Well, here's the other thing I find interesting. So then Whitaker allegedly stabs him in the shoulder. So you gotta imagine the Sasquatch is down there ripping at his pants to get to his dick. So it sounds like the Sasquatch might just have wanted to suck his dick.
Maybe. Because
you figure if the Sasquatch was trying to rape him, he would have flipped him over.
I guess. I mean, we're also, like, trying to take into account how intelligent is a Sasquatch, which, once again, they don't exist, so
I mean,
guess it can be as intelligent as you want it to be.
I mean, intelligent enough to lie in waiting for a guy to... come by and then attack him.
Is there a picture of this gentleman?
There is an alleged picture of this guy, Yair.
Oh, really? Oh. He's a good-looking man or no?
No. He's just a normal-looking, like, woodsy dude.
Woodsy guy? Yeah.
Wearing a Ford camo hat.
Ah, nice.
With a mustache.
Good.
The Sasquatch also has to be intelligent enough to know to rip the pants open to get to what he wants.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So you got to, like... You got to assume, like, he probably knows what he's doing. And you can't imagine that this is the first time.
I was just going to say.
A Sasquatch doesn't...
This can't be his first time.
A Sasquatch doesn't, start with rape. You work your way up to it. Peeping Tom, right. Exposing yourself to hikers in a trench coat.
he just runs out from behind a tree and pulls the fur aside, like pulls it open. Like,
flashes them.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Or he just he steals a trench coat, puts it on, and then runs around the woods, pulling the trench coat open. And people are like, wow, that guy was really hairy. I thought Robin Williams was dead.
Yeah. I didn't realize there were any Italians around here. Maybe he just wanted the clothes. Like, what if he wanted his underwear? He's like, you know what? I'm sick of being naked.
But why would he tear it then?
Maybe he's not capable of doing things without tearing them.
If he can climb a tree.
Yeah, I guess he probably would be a little nimble.
Yeah, you would think that he would be like... If he just wanted the clothes, I think he would knock Mr. Whitaker out, and then he would wake up to the Sasquatch, taking off his shoes and pulling down his pants, and then gently pulling down his tighty-whities.
This guy was definitely wearing tighty-whities, too.
And if he wanted the clothes, he'd probably stop, because I would imagine Sasquatch would be a boxer guy.
Yes, exactly. And you know that this guy had tighty-whities, because...
His name is Daryl,
and he's like, he was like tearing at my underwear, which he would have said boxers if they were boxers.
Yeah. So he stabs him in the shoulder, and Sasquatch gets away. Mr. Whitaker, back to the article, Mr. Whitaker immediately reported the attack to both the Glenwood Springs Police Department and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Agency, and a joint investigation has been launched.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that they were very concerned about this.
This is what I want to see when they bring X-Files back again. Like, Scully, we have to go to Colorado. There are reports of Sasquatch trying to rape men.
Yeah.
Daryl Whitaker is convinced that the creature who attacked him was a Sasquatch, but the GSPD investigators say it's more probable that the attacker is simply a particularly large and hairy man.
I mean, if any of the story is true, who knows? Maybe it's completely made up, but you just think about the people that this shit gets reported to. Whatever they are, the agency, if it was a park ranger, and everything, it's the fact that they actually have to investigate it is just so sad. It's hey, honey, what happened at work? It's some guy said that he, almost got raped by a Sasquatch, so I'm looking into it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yep, no, video unavailable. I was like, hey, hang on, is there a video of this guy? But it's not appear to be.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this can't be a real story. Let's finish this out. Can you imagine the guy that they're just all right, you got to do this. Mm. You're in charge of this investigation. And he's like, oh, man. I was beef cop back in Pennsylvania. I come to Colorado to get away from that. Now I'm Sasquatch cop.
Yeah, I was trying to investigate real crimes, so I came out here, and now
you're giving me this shit. Fucking,
yeah, Sasquatch dick.
Now I'm Yeti cop. No, you could still be beef cop.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could still be beef cop.
Yeah. According to the victim, the attacker measured 8 foot tall, extremely hairy. Brown hair, dark eyes, and extremely large feet. You know what they say about a Yeti with large feet? What do they say? He's got a big dick, beef cop. Son of a bitch.
Beef cut. Wow.
If you possess any information concerning the suspect, please contact the Glenwood Springs Police Department or the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Agency.
Wow.
Glenwood
Springs, huh? Let's see, where the hell is Glenwood Springs? But it's a real happening place. Very nice.
Here's what I like. I found another article about it, which is pretty much just the same stuff. They describe the attack when the creature went after the victim's underwear. Whitaker lost his cool and stabbed the creature with his hunting knife. Like, I don't know if you would say lost your cool.
Yeah, like it would have been like that's a problem that he did that.
Yeah, he was like, hang on, Mr. Sasquatch guy, please don't do this, please. I have a family. And all right, son of a bitch, I'm losing my cool. Yeah,
I'm losing my cool. It's like, dude, like, he should have done that to begin with.
Yeah, why would you not do that?
If he could have.
Let's see. Here's a fact check. Did a Colorado hunter claim he was sexually assaulted? Social media users have been fine. There's no Bigfoot. Part of the tale reads, despite the story trending on social media, it's not real. It comes from the popular fake news website worldnewsdailyreport.com that constantly reports this type of complete nonsense. I just wanted to, but I wanted it to be true.
Me too. It's a shame. It's a damn shame.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to get raped by a Sasquatch, but I do. Here's the thing. I want this guy to actually, like, be on video saying that he was assaulted by a Sasquatch.
Right. You want that interaction to happen.
Yeah. I want him to think that he was.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Nope. All right. Well, that's the continuing tales of Beef Cop.
Yeah. He's still out there, folks.
I you know what, now I just want Beef Cop to be a new character in X-Files. Like, backstory of Beef Cop, and then he comes to investigate the paranormal because this guy was sexually assaulted by Bigfoot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would probably make a good, kind of Monster of the Week type situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
All right, Beef Cop, copyright Keith and Greg.
Yeah.
Coming this fall, Beef Cop. No, not another one.
Beef Cop would be... I mean, I feel like FX could do something with Beef Cop. It'd be like some sort of like a Son of the Beach type situation.
You know what it'd be good as a cartoon on Adult Swim?
Beef Cop? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. After watching Rick and Morty, I think that would be... That's the other thing I did this week. I binge-watched 2 seasons of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, good.
It's really good. It's not, like, laugh-out-loud funny, but it's, like, funny and dark and weird, and you're just like, how the fuck did they come up with this shit?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, tune in next week for Continuing Adventures of Beef Cop. I'm sure we'll find a way to fit them in, especially if we do the article that you're talking about. I'm sure we can fit them in.
Yeah, I've got some testimony from some Beef Cops.
This has been But You're Wrong. I am Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets, and if a Bigfoot assaults you in the woods, you better hope you're wearing boxers.
I don't know.
You know, because then it's easier for him to, like, get at your dick, or he'll just take your boxers.
I mean, if that's what you want.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think it'd be over quicker.
Just sit back and let it happen? Is that kind of what you're getting at?
I mean, look, not everybody has a hunting knife. Also, I don't think a hunting knife would dissuade a Bigfoot.
I don't know. I mean, how big was the knife? Like, was it like a Crocodile Dundee type knife?
I don't know, but like, you know, you see the gorillas and stuff on in movies and stuff, and they're like getting shot and they keep going. So like a knife, like...
I mean, are you comparing the situation to like Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
I mean, I guess you could.
Look, all I'm saying is...
You don't think.
All I'm saying is, do you have a better close out? Because we can go with that.
Thank you.